Started in the Turaway, Northwest London, Tuesday, 16th November, 12th Kislev, Rav Moshe Halpin, Tumas Kohenim. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, the Chodin Simchas and the son of Donny Wiesenfeld and Yael Forta. Yerotzen Shivnu Bayis, Nemon Bisrael, the Shem, the Sehillo.
Here this week's shiurim are sponsored by family Wiesenfeld. So I'm looking at today's shiur, although they didn't specify it when they sponsored it, because the mother, the shviga, was then still alive. Niftig one yesterday night, Mrs. Last on Eir Shunem, very, very special lady. She and her husband were big supporters of local moisters, moisters in Eretz Yisrael, moisters HaToyla, moisters HaChinuch, for poor people, and for Allah, so personally she was a member of maybe 70 years of Masadish by Shmuel, besides in Hen Ladas. So today she is Ozan, then the Shmuz, the Tian Afshad, Tzir, and Tzir, Achai. I listen on a daily basis to Magad Shia, Chenem Nifam Moirim Vedabi, the Menashe Sur Reisman, in Eretz Yisroel. So I remember a couple of years ago, he was, by the way, he spoke about an interesting patent, how Kohanim have a problem of Timis Kohanim, especially a Kohen who wants to go into a hospital. In Chitz Luritz, it's a bissel gringo, because we can assume as if there is Nefturim, it's Goyim, Shalom, whether goes a coin is mizah on Timus Kahanim, whether a coin is mizah on Timus Akim, even if yes, maybe just not Nagia, not Ba'oil, so it's usually not a question of touching a goish. Some Kahanim have a problem in the British Museum, and then that's a sure there's more of a problem if a coin wants to work in a hospital. Yeah, a coin can be a doctor, a surgeon, yeah. And that's a sure it's a serious Shalom. So someone came up with a moedic patent. Lechoyle, that person understood, or maybe it was a roof, I don't know who it was, that if a kohen is allowed to be metame, it's a problem. Huh? A kohen is allowed to be metame to shiva kroivim. Yeah, we're not talking about the kohen gudol, to father, mother, brother, sister, son, and daughter. So what would we understand? Shas a Koyan is actually carrying his father or his mother or one of the Shiva Kroivim. Is he on the way also allowed to be Metame to other Maisim as well? He's Tome in any case, he's holding or carrying a message of Metame, the Masa. So he's in any case carrying the father or the mother, which he's permitted. Is there such a thing as an additional Timur? Yeah. Oh, when he wants to go to the Baisakuras, we'll see about it. Is he allowed to pass? Usually one doesn't pass on the Kaiva. Next to Kaiva is a Tim. The Rabunan, I'm saying, would we be allowed to be Matana? I remember once we had the Shala, my Rosh Hashanah, the Zuchayna Ruch, Reb Haskel Silver. Yogamein Lakoyen, I don't know if you people knew him. So I was in the car together with his son, Yedidi Manoya, Avram Meir Chaim Silver. And we traveled past, I don't know why or how we went to Stamford Hill, I think to Rabno. So we traveled past Hoop Lane. Now Hoop Lane has been the Vad for the Kohanim have sorted out through the trees. But then there was a problem of Timis Kohanim, and it's not only Goyim, there's actually Eden there, there's a Svad Shabbai Sakuras over there. And the question is, I assume that it's pushed azach. If the son is in the car together with her father, with some eggs of metamazan, there isn't a problem of moisazan additional. Okay, now the kohen who wants to work in the hospital is not going to carry around his father or his mother. What's the patent? There is a halucha cherev harayhi kechulo, that metal which has touched a mess. Normally, if a mess touches a person, the mess is avi avasatimah. The person who touches the mess is a avatimah. Avatimah is tumah shevus yomim, dafum azur shlishi shvi. The second person who touches the first person is only Ava Tima, which is a Rishon Tima, which is only Tuma Timas Eidah. A Kohen, people think that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tuma. It's a mistake, because he's allowed to touch a Sheilet, he's allowed to touch a Mutsoida, unless he has to go into the Besamidosh, and that's Timas Kaanim. And even in Timas Mes, he's only Usa on the first grade, which is to become an Ava Tima, which is Tumas Shivas Yumim. But a Kohen is allowed to shake hands with someone from the Chevra Kedisha. Either Chevra Kedisha today or yesterday or last week was a Metamela Mes, and unfortunately nowadays isn't the Haifa Pura. So the Chevra Kedisha will soon see whether everyone is a Tumas Mes, but the Chevra Kedisha is an Zechet Tumai Meisim. So a Kohen can't be a Chevra Kedisha, but he's allowed to shake hands with someone who isn't the Chevra Kedisha. And although he becomes Rishon HaTimah, this Nishkan Esa. The Esa is only to become an Ava Timah, which is Tumah Shivas Yumim. The question is as well. Now, if a mess touches a Keli, let's go according to Rabbi Shainim, the Keli becomes a Ava Timah. Whether Keli can be Matana Udom Natoya, I'm not exactly sure. Where there is a problem is, if the mess touched a kli matris, again, some folks showing them, some say, okay, this is going to be pushed, touches a kli matris, the matris does not become a dagger, how do you say, a dagger lower. The matris becomes also avia vosatima, as if it's the mess. We dash in from a pusik, chedev, the pusik which says that chedev, a pusik, bechlal chedev, Chedev harayik chulal. Chulal is a person who was killed. The lab of the person was killed. The nifter is the mess is aviyah vasatima. A metal object that touches the mess does not become a grade lower. It becomes the same grade. So is the metal object is aviyah vasatima. Someone who touches that metal now becomes as if he would have touched the mess. So the person who touches that metal becomes an Ava Timah, which is Tumah Shivas Yumim. Now, that person assumed that although a Kohen is Mizah on Timah's Mess, he is not Mizah on Timah fin Chedev Harayi Kechulo, which we'll soon see is a big debate in the Rishonim. Machlokes Rishonim. Oy bazot, yenek tan kazot. I'll take a Parker pen, assuming that it's metal, which will have touched the nifter. I'll get the Chevra Kedisha to make sure it touches the nifter. I'll carry it on me the whole time. And as a Kohen, I'm now the whole time becoming, every second, becoming an Ava Tima. But that I'm allowed to do because I'm not touching a nifter. I'm touching a metal which has touched the nifter. But I am already Tumah Shivas Yumim. So now, no problem. Kemacharim Drayin in the hospital, in and out. Don't have to worry if there's any nifturim there. Because it's the equivalent of a son who's holding his father, who we assumed is allowed to drive through Hoop Lane, although there's other nefturim there and he's additional timur, but there's a concept of subalai timur. He's now in the greatest stag of timur. He's at this second holding or inner oil together with his father, so he's the whole time an avat timur. So now by going through Hoop Lane, nachmul avat timur. Lechoyna, there's no is in that. So like this, we've the Charoske writes, circumvented we found a solution. Like someone said, that what's the difference between an Erlich Yid, and I don't want to say which Eidah of Eden, some of them have got 613 mitzvahs, and others have got 613 problems. You got problems, so we've sorted out the problem of Timas Kaanim.
And he's allowed to Chidus go make himself a mitzvah.
Oh, so that, okay, well, soon see. One can assume, it's initial gefreg, we'll soon see. So we say that, we started off with that the issa is for Kohen to be Metamel Mes, but he's allowed to touch a Chevra Kedisha who has touched the Mes, because then he only becomes a Lishon HaTimah, and like we said, he's allowed to touch other Timayim, Metzoyle. Why? Because if he touches the Metzoyle, he only becomes a Lishon HaTimah. The Gemara Nidah in Nuzah says that what we said before, if the mess would touch Toysus and Nuzah Shmissos, if the mess would touch a Kli Matris, just by the way, it's interesting to go for some other Shalas, is what Matris is Ochta Grosa Machloikas, which is a modern day Machloikas. In the Torah, we find five different sort of metals: gold, silver, copper. Bedil is there's gold, silver, and copper.
Lead
and basil is
no.
Basil is steel. Yeah, steel and lead. Now, aluminium.
Iron
and lead. The question is aluminium. What's aluminium? Sezein agaya safa tvilas kailim. Whether natoida, it has to be a metal. Aluminium is a new sort of a knife. In the, whether aluminium, it's got all the characteristics of one of these five metals, but the mass it's not. It's a gross machloikas, and it's a guy that got a machna brucha, and a lot of most of our pots nowadays are aluminium. And was very, very nagaya when there was a shala in Eretz Yisrael. There was a time when the flights in and out of the airport were going above the Chulon cemetery. There was a time, half a year or a year, so there's a big problem. So one of the shalas is the. The fuselage of an aircraft is made out of, I'm speaking more English here than I spoke for a while. of the airplane is made out of aluminium. Yeah, not out. The wheels I think are made out of steel. I think I had then a big vikiach with Dain Berkovich, Ulu Vashulim from the Federation. He then wrote a whole shiva. One of the arguments was about that. So the question is whether aluminium is a dovah mekabel timber or not. But let's say this coin will want to be machma, so you'll make sure that the you can have a silver or a copper or even a gold spoon or something that would be considered a klein matris. And since then, the Rabbi Nitan adds to this halucha that that a metal which is the person who touches it becomes an avatim tumah shebatumah. So to Rabbi Nitan, that a kohen, as he is mizah on timah hames, is also mizah on chayav harai kechulo. So Tosfos brings that Reb Chaim kohen was a rishon in time of Rabbi Nitan, sent Rabbi Nitan a letter. Then it's impossible for him to live in any house, and even to go into any house, because every house, over a period of 50 or 100 years, someone eventually dies in that house. So, and then there wasn't a time of disposable dishes, yeah? So the spoons and everything that's in that house is given a metal chayvarai kechulo. If you say that a koyin is miz on that, then a koyin, and again, the koyin understood that in everything almost is a machlokes, that chayvarai kechulo is not only metame shivas yumim, a person who touches it, but also it's chayvarai kechulo, it would be metame ba'oil also. Yeah? There's two questions over here. Chayvarai kechulo is only when it touches a mess, or if it's ba'oil ames, that's on the receiving end of the chayvarai kechulo, and then we would have to assume that chayvarai kechulo, if it became tumma, whether through touching a mess or being an oil mess, would be matama also, someone who not only touches it, but who would be in the same oil. Assuming both of these lechimra, and that's what Rabbi Nechaim Koyen understood in Rabbi Tam. And again, if you want to, for him, Rabbi Tam, maybe we have to find that, although he said this halucha, he didn't say for this case, it could be, I'm saying on the extreme end, lekhila, one could say that although a koyin is mizah on the timah chayvarai kechulo, it could be chayvarai kechulo is only when the chayav touches the chulo, and it could only be when I or the kohen touches the chaylev. If the chaylev was only mekabel timur alidei oil, I have not touched it. I've only come in, but Rabbi Chaim Cohen understood in the Bani Tam that if chaylev like a chulo is a smamash hazevi mess. So like a mess is metame ba'oil, chaylev like a chulo is metame ba'oil. Now Bazoi a kohen is very very restricted. And even in his own house, yeah, a kohen, unfortunately, can have a father, a mother, or one of the shivan of tum who die. Yeah, he's allowed to stay in the house, yeah, because it's a shiva kohen. But then afterwards, yeah, the mess is taken down. But all the dishes, the utensils, everything that he's got in his house. I mean, don't find such thing that a kohen, if a father or mother died in his house, has to chuck out. And nowadays, there's no eye for pura. So Rabbi Tam says that a kohen is mizor chayev kechulo, and Rabbi Chaim Cohen says, wrote him a question, Aizah bayis asher tibna li, which house can I go in? The mass, it's very interesting. Oh, what does Rabbi Chaim Cohen say? That there is a Tosefta who says in Nuzer, a Nuzer who became Tumah and Avah Timah, oh, so there are some sort of timers which nuze megalaya chulo means if a nuze touched the mess, yeah, and he's, let's say he was mekabel naziris for 30 days, and he's after 20 days, if he was mekabel to a mess, he has to, he stops his naziris, he's tumah shivas yomim, hazur shlishi yishvi, and afterwards, when he starts, is called the glachas, he has to shave off all the hair, and then he starts from afresh. There are such sort of avatimus, which he becomes avatimur, which nuze einam megalayach achrov. That means that he's tumur the 7 days. He has a zur shlishi shvi. He does not cut off his hair, and afterwards he continues the 10 days that he is missing. So that's called the nushna tosefta timur shanuze megalayach ulov, and timur shanuze ein megalayach ulov. So the tosefta says that the koyin is only mizer on such sort of timus shanuzim megalayach achrov, and not on timus shainanuzim megalayach achrov, says the Chaim Cohen that chayrev aray kechulo halt air is a timur, or it says before is shainanuzim megalayach achrov. So therefore, a koyin is not mizer on timus chayrev aray kechulo. So that's a machloikus ishoinim. Okay, so we've come, and in halucha, interesting enough, it's brought down in the Remu, Simon Shin Samach Tes Yif Aleph. Both bias whether a koyin is mizah on chayev aray kechulo. The Remu says our minig is lohokul. So now this. So we've spoken about the shala whether a koyin is mizah on chayev aray kechulo. What we still don't know is whether even if he is mizah on chayev aray kechulo, so he wasn't allowed. So obviously, if he's not allowed to touch it, and it's not a solution for a person, a kohen, to carry around this golden spoon which has touched an iftar, because he also. But he'll say, "Muzuk and the hagin lokal." So now we have to know, according to the minig lehukal, whether he's still allowed to be metama proper to a mess. Because now we've seen that those who are showing him who say that one is allowed to be metama to chayvarai kechulo is because chayvarai kechulo is not the strongest sort of timur. Horaya that ain hanuza megaleich achrov. That's the reason why a kohen is allowed to be tamarai kechulo. Oibazoi, ishanagros shala, whether he's allowed to now be metamar mess. He's not similar to a kohen who's carrying his father or in a car with a father who's got the utmost timur, which is a timur shanuza megaleich achrov. So then he's saying he can pass through hoop lane because he's not adding on timur. But if he's only carrying a golden spoon, which is touch an iftar, which we're saying he's allowed to touch it. Why? Because Aina Nuzim Glayach Achrov. If he's going to a hospital and there's now a Yiddish Nifta somewhere and the doors are open and there is Matama Timus oil, he has upgraded his Timur. The Torah says that a Kohen, Bashas, he's Matama to one of the Shiva Kroivim, he is allowed to be Matama to other Nifturim as well. But only while he's actually engaged in being metama to the Shiva Kohen. But after the Levaya, yeah, there's also a question. The Levaya was on a Sunday morning. So the Kohen, on the way to Anfield, went through Hoop Lane. On the way back, Sunday afternoon, is he allowed to go through Anfield? He could say, listen here, I'm now Tumer 7 days. Were Mashiach to come, yeah? You can't, I wouldn't be able to have Eifer Purim here because I just became Tumer on Sunday. What's happening by going back on the way back through Hoop Lane? It's also Sunday, it's still before the Shkia. Am I allowed to do it? Says the Tano, you're only allowed to be Metama while you actually engage either touching the Nifter or on the same oil in the Nifter. Once it's Perish, that means you've taken, you're not anymore actively in the be Mekabel Timur, you're not allowed to add on Timur to you. What is the reason? Because there's a very interesting thing. It's called Timur Bechibirin. Normally we know if someone touches a Nifter, the Chevra Kedisha becomes Abba Timur. Someone who shakes hands with the Chevra Kedisha, becomes a Rishonah Timur. What happens if the Chevra Kedisha is actually touching, carrying the Nifter? Yeah? And I'm now touching the Chevra, Shas de Levaya. Yeah? There's a Mitter, there's the people who are carrying the Nifter, and I'm trying to push to maybe also, but I haven't carried, but I've touched the Chevra Kedisha, who's actually now touching the Nifter. There's a concept of Timur Bechabinin, that the Messes Timur, as if transfers, since it's a straight transfer, it's not after the Chevra Kedisha.
You're touching the Mess, you're
touching the oil. Yeah, but I'm carrying. The Chevra Kedisha is carrying. A Mess is Matamah the Masses. The Chevra Kedisha is Zecher Nava Timur. No, the Chevra Kedisha, there's no question, as he's Veta Abba Timur. My question is, were I to touch the Chevra Kedisha after he's put the Nifter down, Veich no Arishin the Timur, which a coin is Zechonish Mizer. But if I touch the Chevra Kedisha while he's touching the Nifter, the Timur of the Mess transfers so that even the second person who's touching the Chevra Kedisha becomes Tumur Abba Timur. Zuktator, that's the Rishonim who say, why is the Kohen only allowed to go through Hoop Lane while he's got his father in the car? Because while he's got the father in the car, not only is he an Abba Timur, but anyone who would touch him, even if he's not in the same car, if the son would put his hand outside the car, and someone would now touch him, since he is an oil of a mess, that person who touches him would also become an Abba Timur. So he's got a stronger sort of Timur while he's touching his father than if not. Because on the way back, he's Taka Abba Timur, but someone will touch him, that Darishan Timur. So that's the Tor's reasoning why you can only touch, why you can only travel through Hoop Lane while the Kohen has got his father in the car and not on the on the way back. Now this halucha, when it says pirish, is also as a shalat system in atoyle tzi midrabul. Now there's a very interesting ravid, which is not brought down in Tobas Yosef, but the achroinim bring a ravid. The ravid says that would seem to say that there's no issa timis kahanim bezman azeh. So the ravid says why? Since all Kahanim nowadays are Tumaya Maisim, we'll soon see why, so they are already Tumah, so what are they Moisef Timur Al Timusum? It's not brought down in Alucha, but the Noi Debi either when he's talking about a Mes Akim, which is a whole Shala, whether Mes Akim is Metamah Ba'oil, and even if it is Metamah Ba'oil, whether Koyin is Mizah on the Timus Oil of a Mes Akim, there he brings also to add on a tziluf legabe kahanim zman hazeh the ravid. So let's go back to this patent, the solution to the problem of timus kahanim. What does this coin do? He has got with him a golden spoon, which he gave to the Chevra Kedisha to touch a mess. So this golden spoon is Chevarai Kehulal, and he is now carrying it with him the whole time. So first of all, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether Chevarai Kehulal, although it's Zecher Abba Timur, and says Tumah Shivas Yomim, whether it's got the Chiyuv of Hazur, Shlishi Shvi, the Rambam Al HaToyra, and the Kivayge brings Balamua, who says that it doesn't have Hazua Shlishi Shvi. So it's already, for one reason, a grade lower than a normal Avatima. So that's one question. The Malbim has got a cipher on the first Simunim of Arachayim. So he asks a question, what's the pshat in this Rabbah who says that Ale Kahanim are Tmai Maisim? Why should they be Tmai Maisim? I mean, even if he gave Shul Malaychem or Gitshabas or Mazel Tov to a Chevre Kedisha, you know, he didn't do it while the Chevre Kedisha was touching the mess. It was only afterwards, he's only a Rish in the Timur. And what you could say, that there is a Kohen who eventually through his lifetime, one of his members of the family was Niftan, he was in that house. Okay, it can happen. Does that mean that's a blanket statement for every Kohen? You can have a Kohen who...
Was? Aber
sie sind nicht tumme, wenn wir geboren von der Mama. Der Mama
ist doch tumme.
Ja, aber das ist
Timmes nicht. Ich habe auch
gesagt. Nein, aber sie ist auch tumme, Messer auch. Aber was ist sie tumme? Als Menschen sein.
Die Mama ist...
Nein, nur ist er, hat er ungeriet, der Mama ist auch noch nicht in der Timme.
Sie
ist wie ein Wasser. Sie ist aber tumme. Lass uns sagen, sie hat ungeriet, einer von ihr Schiffe träumen. Sie aber tumme, sie ist noch nicht in der Timme. Ja. Noch Hashani says, let's say the Koyen, ja, had someone who was nifter in his household a week ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. This is Zecher, the Pashtus. We said that even, the Torah says that even you're only allowed to be metama to others while you're actually touching the nifter. After you've been poilish, even if it's the same day, you're not allowed to. Even those who will be choylik, there might be machleks tenuim, they'll say, but a day after, you're certainly not allowed to. Why? Because today, you've started counting your 7 days. If tomorrow on the second day you touch a nifter, you're going to have to start your moisiv yoim al tamusa. This is tumazechanish. So, freight the malbim on the ravid, even if a kohen during his lifetime ever was in oil with a nifter, but he wasn't in oil with a nifter today. The patent of the golden spoon is that he carries the golden spoon with him the whole time. So he's actually not only today bimetamet to chevarai kechulo, but he's actually touching it also, so he doesn't understand the Ravid. So he says the Ravid seems to hold that Chelev Arai Kechulo is also, like we said, is also a Matana person, and that we can assume that the Koyan, most Kahanim in their household, that's the best way he wants to understand it. So therefore, if he is in a household together with metal utensils that there was ever nifta over there, he's today being metana. Oh, now he says the Ravid understands that loimiboy, if we say a coin is not allowed to be metana to chevarai kechulo, but for fun the hotch come brighter, oibazoi, the masa is a oinus, what should he do? He can't, he has to live somewhere, there's no alucha that he has to chuck everything out of his house, so then he's allowed to be metana to mess. But the Malbim wants to say that the Ravid holds, even if you're allowed to be, a Kohen is allowed to be Metama to Chevarai Kechulo, still the Ravid holds that he's allowed to be Metama Lemes. And that's very difficult to understand, because the reasoning behind the Rishonim who say that a Kohen is allowed to be Metama to Chevarai Kechulo is because Chevarai Kechulo has not got Hazua, is not a timmer, Shanuzim Megalayach Achro. Oyvazoy is a Sashvachere timmer, the actual timmer's mess. So Lechoyle, you can't have it both ways. If you're allowed to be Metama to Chevarai Kechulo, you can't use that now to be Metama to mess. But now there's a Moyle Dike Rashash. A Rashash in Chagiga with some Moyle Dike Chiddush. A golden spoon that touched the Nifter yesterday. In times of Zman Shabbai Samigdash Kaim, today would be day two. Tomorrow would be day three, which you would be Mazer, and it comes up. What happens if someone touches the golden spoon on day two, or on day three, or on day seven? You say Chevarai Kechulo. Does he now become a Tumah 7 days, and he has to start counting 7 days? Or you say he can't be worse than the golden spoon? If the golden spoon touched the Nifter today, he becomes Tumah 7 days. So there's Shasung Amoy, the Chiddush, and Lezung in the Gemurah, that if someone touches that golden spoon on day two, you'd only have to count 6 days. were he to touch it on the seventh day after the Hazua, yeah, he would only be Tumma to Mesedev. So I'm saying, according to the Rashash, I'm saying a hole in this person's heta is, if that golden spoon only touched the lifter yesterday or a month ago, yeah, his zecher wouldn't be allowed to be metame now to mess, because then he would have to count 7 days. So even according to this patent, he would have to every morning get this gold spoon to touch a lifter, and then maybe he would be able to do this. But if not, there's some way to get chiddush from the Rashash. Shem atam advaikim alin and aichem chaim kilchem ayoyim.